This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
So I'm so glad I get a chance to talk to you. When we were doing the setting the recommendations for the Boss Level podcast that people wanted to talk to, I was the person who put you on the list.
Yay!
And the reason why, because we were talking about people who are kind of like trailblazers in various industries, you know, not just like streaming or content creation, but you know, I think of like in many avenues and many lanes. But the reason why you came up was actually because this might sound very like fangirly of me, but this is honestly my sincere experience. When I had just got done watching The Ancient Magus Bride, I was like, oh, wow, like this is really cool. So typically I look up the cast and I was like, who is Chisei Hattori? And I look it up and I was like, Chisei's a black girl? And I legitimately called my mom, who knows nothing about anime outside of Yusuke Urameshi, who she can't even say the name. I was like, Mom, Chisei Hattori is a black girl. She's like, okay.
Like, okay.
Yeah, I'm so happy for them. Like, no, not a clue. But I'm like, no, like, I'm like, Mom, there's a black girl who's voice acting in anime. She's like, that is so great.
Oh, yay.
I'm hanging up now. So that's pretty much how that
sounds,
went.
Sounds like
so
my
like
mom.
After that, I just like found you on every social media. I was like, I have to follow her. She's like, that is so cool. And maybe like it's just like, I know that was a couple years ago, but I was just like, I never seen specifically in anime. I know voice acting, like there have been many icons who have existed, but I was like, in anime, I'm like, this?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about your journey and how you got like, you know, into your role of voice acting?
Yeah. So I've always been a fan of anime. I grew up with it and like cartoons and stuff. And as a little kid, I didn't know it was specifically called voice acting. You know, we're just like, oh, they make the cartoons.
Yeah.
Like I love theater. I love doing characters and stuff. And so when I started this journey specifically for anime, I was like, I don't see a lot of, you know, POC or black people in anime voicing it. And I was like, I kind of want to change that. So, you know, I took the classes, worked hard, and eventually the right people heard me and they called me in and I started doing it. It's a ton of work, but it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. It was rough for a little bit, but getting in there and inspiring a lot of other like black voice actors and other people just to be able to come to have a space to kind of talk about it is really heartfelt, and I love that. So I'm like, yes, yes. So like when I hear stories like that, I'm like, yes, this is what I want. I want us to go and do it and be happy that we can all share this medium. It's not specifically for one like community. It's for everybody, and show that, hey, everybody can do this.
Yeah. I think like for me, because I mean, I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. I say that as I'm 30 years old. So I'm just kind of like winging it. But, you know, the field of anime is always something that like has been interested to me. But it's like I had never seen myself there. Mm-hmm. Or like, you know, often the characters who are like portrayed to be like dark or brown skin, often like when you look at the voice actors, that might not always match. So like when I see that, like, and I don't see myself represented there, that can be really hard to swallow, because it's just like, is this? But like when you see, you know, voice actors like yourself, or when you see influencers who, or content creators, I know we're not supposed to use the word influence, but with content creators, you see that becoming more normalized, that representation really does go a long way.
Oh yeah. It's a big deal, because, you know, the only inspiration I saw, you know, I grew up in the 90s. So it felt like, you know, we like, cause I personally grew up in a very diverse neighborhood, and seeing more of that on television and stuff, like all the cartoons and stuff was awesome. But it felt like it was, you know, the same voice actors at the time, you know, like Cree Summer, Phil Lamar, and you know, all that, which is good. No, they're fantastic and they're amazing. But it's like, they're like, oh, but like, I wanted to see more, cause it's like, it shouldn't be just the I don't say token, but I don't want to see the typical one black person for each show, you know?
Yeah.
But there's more out there, and it's like, I feel guilty for not reached, like, seeking out who they are and stuff, but there's more now, and I think it creates better opportunities for us to see that and inspire people to want to do this, so that way it's a big giant melting pot rather than, you know, one flavor, I guess.
Yeah. I think one thing, like in the world of content creation and streaming, I have learned, because, you know, I've had to like check myself for this too, like when I'm like looking for people for opportunities like to team up with or anything like that. Like if you keep the same circle, even if that same circle is full of minorities or underrepresented groups, that often is not diversity, because it's more of a clique. So you're keeping it, you know, with the same group. So often, like even I've had to be like, okay, I've worked with this person like 7 times.
Yeah.
Let's find somebody different. I still love you, but like, let's bring somebody else on. Yeah. Which is something that I really have to like, even I'm guilty of it. So, you know, those things happen.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I think when with a growing industry like anime, because it's always growing, I think it really like super boomed during the pandemic. Like just more and more people just got anime, which I love. Mm. We have more access to more talent. So I hope that, well, now I see the industry is embracing said talent, which is awesome.
Yeah, no, because like even now we got like legends coming up, like Gabe Kunda, who voices Rocklock and is doing the trailers of movies. Like, oh man, I love him so much. You have, I love Brandon on Twitter, everywhere. He's a fantastic music artist. Like, he does like a lot of the lo-fi music and like if you ever talk to him on a podcast, he's amazing. Yeah, Zeno Robinson, Anais Quiñones, and AJ Beckles, Shara Kirby, Joshua David King, like so many now I can list off, and I'm like, yes, this is a dream come true. This is what we wanted. You know, there's different people you can pull from. Now it can actually be diverse rather than just one, you know, one POC person for their show.
Carrying like, okay, the weight.
Yeah, you know, it's like,
that's a lot of work.
Yeah. Like, even then, I felt like when I first started, I felt like I wasn't a token. I wasn't the diversity checkbox, because I wasn't getting used a lot, because I'm like, I didn't want to be that. I wanted to be a person to kind of help lead the way for other people to come through. And it's amazing seeing so many people now be a part of it. And I'm like, we're doing it, guys. We're doing it.
You mentioned, like, you know, getting into voice acting, the amount of like work that it takes to get there, and also being recognized by the right people. I've often seen this question asked of voice actors, you know, from, I know, what's his name? John Michael Tatum. I know he gets this question on TikTok, and like the answer is always the same, but it's the amount of work that you put into it. So I guess, like, for your journey specifically and the amount of work that you, you know, had to put into it, I guess I just want to know, like, is it more like what you put in, what you get out of it? Or is it just like, you know, more networking? Like, what does it take to like kind of navigate a lot of those lanes? Because I feel like it's a lot that goes into it. It's not just like the one classes. It's not just like right person, like getting lucky. Like, I don't know.
Man, it's a combination of both, if I could be honest. Before the Panorama, there was, you know, you usually, like, take classes, you get tutoring, you get your demo, like, all that jazz. And it was still hard because, you know, you had to make sure you networked properly, you had met the right people, you know, audition in front of the right people, make sure they hear you and stuff. And that was hard in itself, but now, you know, post pandemic panorama, there is it seems like it's a little bit easier.
Okay.
Because of the ability of remote recording, and, you know, someone who's in, like, you know, Ohio can probably record for anime, you know, now that they have access to other actors who have home studios, proper home studios. And you know, classes and stuff still help. Pushing yourself, making sure, you know, your demos are up to date, and, you know, you got a website, people can contact you. I feel like it's a lot more involved at this point because of remote recording. I feel like anybody can kind of do it. But I think they don't realize how much work goes into it.
Yeah.
Like, I have a panel I do at cons called how to get started in voice acting. Not necessarily how to get into it, because that's a whole nother beast. But I'm very honest with people because I don't think they realize how much work that is. Because when I started in 2013. I didn't book my first thing until 2017. So that's a 4 year of, like, nothing, or, you know, a lot of practice and hard work and classes and money spent.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't realize that it's hard, not just hard work, but it's very draining emotionally and mentally. And so I think you have to make sure you go in knowing that, hey, I probably won't book anything for 3 or 4 years. So let me work on, you know, what I need to work on, get tutored, get the right classes and get my demos together, and just start auditioning for indie projects or YouTube things. Don't do fan dubs, because fandoms, if you want to do, like, for practice with your friends and stuff, that's fine. Just don't post it, like, on the internet, or, like, where you can possibly make money, because that's technically illegal. So,
got it.
Yeah, because it's very frowned upon in the industry, because, you know, if you do something and you make money off of it and it's already established property, that's kind of like a big deal.
Like, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, like, I had to stop doing my Undertale dubs, you know, comic dubs when I started. I was like, okay, I did this for fun. Now that, you know, I can get some money off YouTube, I gotta stop. So, you know, it's fine for practice and with your friends and stuff, and, you know, working off each other. But, you know, don't put that on your resume.
Let me scratch that out.
Get rid of fan dubs on website.
So what was it like, because I know you were doing you know, different roles before the Ancient Magus Bride, but what was it like to land something like that?
Oh, it was kind of like a shock, because I took a class in 2016 or 15, and I met a director there, And he's like, hey, you could send us your demos, you know, after the class or whatever. Send him my demo. I didn't hear anything for like a year. And then I ran into him again at a different workshop for just acting specifically. And he's like, he saw me and he recognized me. He's like, you didn't send me your demo. I said, yeah, I did. And he's like, what? I said, yeah, I sent it to you like the next day. He's like, oh, you know, it probably went to my spam. He's having issues with
spam folder.
I know. He's like, I was having issues with my website, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh. And so I sent it to him again at his new email. And he called me in like the next month to do like Walla for One Piece. Mm-hmm. And that was end of 2016, I think. And then I actually did Walla for another director. And he heard me. And then like the next week, he called me in for an audition for a show called The Morose Mononokian. And I was like, oh, that's weird. Because, you know, they told you like once you're in there, you got to do Walla for like a few months or even years before you get your first like, you know, named role. And I'm like, right. Oh, okay. Yeah, cool. So I was already doing like Walla for like 3 or 4 months. So I got my first audition for The Morose Mononokian and I wasn't expecting it. I was like, oh, okay, sure. Did it. Didn't even think I was going to get anything. They called me in the next couple days. And it's like, hey, you booked this supporting role in the show. I was like, oh, awesome. And so when I got Chisei, it was actually the director I was working on with the Morose Mononokian got sick, and Kyle Phillips, who's the director of Ancient Magus Bride, he was mm-hmm. assistant directing, and after he helped me with after that session, he's like, "Hey, so are you busy the next 24 weeks?" I said, "What is no? I guess if you need me for like certain things, like bits and stuff, I'm available." He's like, oh, "Okay, cool." My dumb self didn't even know what he was talking about. And so I come in, they schedule me for like 4 hours for a session. I'm like, 4 hours to do Walla? That's weird, but okay. I come in and he's like, hey, so it was great working with you. I think you're a good fit for this role. You're going to be Chisei in our show, Ancient Magus Bride. I'm like, cool. What's a Chisei? Like, I didn't know anything about the show. So I'm like, okay. He's like, yeah, she's our main character in our show. And I was like, what, for real? He's like, so yeah, cool. Yeah, I you're great. And I wanted to see if, you know, this role would be good for you. And yeah, we're excited. I was like, thank you so much. I can't believe it. Oh my God. Oh, it was so weird. Like on the outside, I was like, yeah, thank you so much. On the inside, I was just like, oh my God. Yes. Yes. I was so excited. And I couldn't say anything because it didn't come out yet. But when it came out, I was like, you guys, I'm an anime. I'm a redheaded baby. Yes. So it was really cool. I was really ecstatic. And I was like, yes, I'm paving the way. We're doing it. We're doing it.
That is awesome. And then like inspiring me to be like, mom, I just want to sit her down and just, I'm like, just watch it. It's good. Okay. She's like, no, I did one episode of that Yuka Haka. I'm good. I'm like, okay. Thank you. Thanks, mom.
Yeah, sounds like mom's all right.
Yeah, she's trying. Like, yeah.
Oh God.
What were some of your favorite anime growing up?
Oh, Sailor Moon, Inuyasha, Yu Yu Hakusho, Big O. I loved Big O, but it wasn't very popular, and I'm sad that not a lot of people liked it. Mew Mew Power. Gosh, what else? Dragon Ball Z, of course. I think those are my main ones because I loved those. I loved pretending to be Sailor Jupiter was my girl.
Sailor Mars,
yeah. Me.
But I'm a Scorpio, so that kind of makes sense.
There you go. There it is.
I'm like, yeah, the God of War. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. I love the magical girl stuff. It's so cute. And like when Mew Mew Power came out, I was like, yes, yes. And I'm so glad there's like a reboot, but it's coming back and I'm so excited. I can't wait till it comes out. Oh, it's so exciting.
So like, what are some of like your favorite moments like so far in your career?
Oh man, going to cons and talking to fans like friends, I guess, and like hearing people talk about, you know, the shows that they watched and us geeking out over them. Like, I had one person come up to me. She was so sweet. Oh, my God. She's like, oh, my God, I loved you in Ancient Magus Prime. You were so good. I was like, thank you for watching. It makes me so happy that people are watching it. It's such a good show. Like, even if I wasn't in it, I would watch it and just gush about it because it's such a good anime. Like,
it really is.
And now you are a magical girl. Oh, my God. It's full circle.
I know. Like, yes. Awesome.
Do you, like, have a wand? You need the wand that Chisei has.
I do. I actually do.
Shut up.
I can go get it real quick if you want me to.
Please?
Okay, yeah. One sec.
Oh, my gosh. That's so cool.
Okay. I actually have this on my table when I go to con. So if you come see me at a con, you'll see this. So I have my plush Elias right here. And then I also, and then here's the wand.
That is so cool. Yeah.
My friend 3D printed it for me and I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. And then I just carved the stick myself because I was like, I have to do part of it because
that's
the thing. I got it. That's what she did. So, and little necklace.
I'm like, okay, I'm really not trying to fangirl, but like, that is so freaking cool.
it's totally fine. I love it. I love it so much. It's a beautifully written anime. That the music's amazing.
I need the soundtrack. Like, I could listen to that on repeat all day.
Juna, the girl who sings the intro, the first intro, she was 18 when she recorded that.
Wow.
I'm like, the pipes, ma'am.
Yeah, bless.
The pipes.
The Lord said, bless your throat. And yes.
Like, yes. I want that.
And I see your plush. You have an Elias plush there. And then is that from the, is that Rimuru?
Yeah, it is. I was at a con and I was like, oh, Rimuru! And this person was walking around with a plush bigger than that. And I was like, man, I want one. And I guess he heard me. And so about an hour later, he comes back. He's like, here you go. I was like, what? This is for me? He's like, yeah. I was like, I can't take this. He's like, no, please take it. I'm like, thank you. Like, I was like, that's so sweet. So yeah, there's Rimuru. And then there's, this is Hina.
Where's Hina from?
The Day I Became a God. It's if you've seen Clannad or Angel Beats, it's from the same creator.
Oh, I've seen Clannad. I am so traumatized by that anime. I was not expecting all that. I was like, okay.
Yeah, it's like,
and it just kept going. I was like, okay.
I know.
Let me call my therapist really quick.
I'm like, I need to. Woo, I need a minute. I need to go. Yeah. No, if you like Clannad and Angel Beats, I think you'll like this one.
Okay.
It's about a little girl who can predict the future. And so she's trying to help the main character dude get with his childhood crush. And hilariousness ensues. Oh.
As one, yes.
Yeah.
As the journey does.
Well, it's funny because... I'll say this because this is like a clip, but like there's a part where they're trying to impress the crush with like movies. And so they reenact like different parts of movies. Like they do Rocky. They do, not Space Odyssey. What is it? Some space movie where they have to go stop the comet from coming down to Earth or something.
Okay.
And they did like Edward Scissorhands. It was really funny.
Those are all very random.
And it's
I was
so
like,
funny.
Rocky, okay, we got that. Philadelphia. And
it was so funny. Like, it's such a cute anime. And then, you know, when you laugh, you'll cry. So I won't spoil why, but oh my God, it's really cute. Really cute.
I do like feel good animes. Like, I actually had this series that I just did between TikTok and YouTube about like the best written like female characters.
Yes.
And I was speaking about, so it's best written female characters in shonen. And there was another black girl who answered and said, listen, I understand. Cause you know, there is a lot of like patriarchy and stuff that influences anime. And she had said, please don't confuse the strongest character for the best written. And I was like, you have a point. So then for me, I said Noelle Silva from Black Clover.
I feel
like she's a very like balanced character. Her motivations are solely her own. She stands on her own 2 feet. I'm the type of person though, as a writer, if I can remove every like single character from you and you stand on your own, I feel like that is. I also feel like Chisei falls into that character, into that as well. And then I also said Sakura is not as bad as people make her seem.
Thank you.
She's really not.
I think they're
like,
just
I'm definitely a person of like self-reflection because I used to be on the Sakura hate train. And I'm like, wait a minute. Do I just dislike her because she doesn't do the same things as Naruto and Sasuke? But she has the most chakra control out of the three. She's a medical ninja. She's not going to always be on the front lines. And the thing is, she's a genius. She comes up with like cures and things and stuff right on the thing. She's great.
She is. She is.
And does she have some character flaws? Yes. But like, no character is perfect. All of our favorite protagonists have flaws.
They have
to. If I hear Naruto say, believe it one more time, I would have lost it. Honestly. Like, we all have our things.
Like, characters have to have flaws because then they wouldn't be good characters.
Right.
You know, like, I was actually talking to a friend about this. I felt like a lot of the, like, My Hero Academia girls are, like, they had the potential to be really great. And then it's just over the seasons, it's just, and I'm like, what happened?
Yeah.
Like, Momo is a freaking genius. She could do whatever, but I feel like she still hides behind, like, oh my God, I'm still not good enough. I'm like,
right.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. And the thing is, like, with Noelle, with her, even though she's gifted with such immense power, and she is a person of privilege, they don't ever shy away from that. She's snooty. She's privileged. She looks down on a lot of people. And it's like, ma'am, wait a minute. Slow your roll there. But even when she is faced with a challenge, and it's always a moment of growth for her, I love that she always acknowledges. She's like, I am struggling. Like, this is hard for me. It doesn't matter that I have all this magical power. I can't control it. But the thing is, I'm still going to stand here and fight because that's what I need to do.
Yep.
And it's like every time she has one of those speeches or one of those moments, I'm like, yes, girl. Yes.
She recognizes it instead of being like, what must I do to get more power?
Asta, help me.
Asta, like,
okay.
I'm like, you call for these dudes one more time, I swear.
But she doesn't. She's just like, okay, I gotta do what I gotta do. Or like, she'll have like, you know, what would Asa do moment, but it's like, it still has to come from her at the end of the day, which is what I absolutely love. But I love, like, we're heading into, I think, this era of anime when it comes to female characters just being more well-written and more well-rounded. Like, when it, I know Jujutsu Kaisen is kind of going on another hiatus, which is really sad, but the female characters there, I believe, like, they're really good. And they have that potential. I think, like, with My Hero Academia, they're like right there. And I'm like, please don't lose that.
Yeah.
I'm hanging on.
I don't think they will. I'm crossing my finger. I don't think they will. Cause I feel like it's too good of a show for it it's too good of a show to flop, I think.
Yeah.
Unless they do something completely stupid, which I highly doubt.
Oh, like Tokyo Ghoul? I'm sorry. I'm good. I'll behave.
I'm gonna look for the audacity.
You found it. I find
it. I mean, we're gonna say nothing, but you know what I'm saying?
It's always that. Or, you know, sometimes it's just, you know, I don't know, production or just like, you know, the writing or the manga kind of veer off. Well, Tokyo Ghoul did that, too. But I also bring up like Kira Kano, His and Her Circumstances. It's a little bit of an older one. Slice of life. But the manga like is beautiful. But the anime, I think they like couldn't agree or something happened it just fell off. And I'm like, no, this is what got me through high school. Come back.
Yeah, I was like, why?
Do you cosplay at all?
Yes, I do. It's not super great.
But you're still doing it though. We won't self-deprecate here.
Yeah, no. I have a couple of I have a Chise cosplay, I have a Hina cosplay. And I have I actually have from Pokemon Go, Leader Candela.
That's dope.
Yeah, I have the jacket and everything, and I'm like, it looks nice. I'm like, this is a nice jacket. I actually might wear this.
Some of my cosplays I just wear out.
That's actually a good idea, because I'm
go
like,
for it.
Yeah, I'm tempted. I might as well do that, because that's it's a really cool, it's a nice jacket. I got it at those cheapo cosplay stuffs, and I was like, oh, this is probably going to be bad. It's actually pretty decent, and I was very shocked.
Yeah, and the thing is that you get the more you wear it, like, it gets its use out, so it's not just sitting in your closet. Like, yeah. Yep. So, I went to Target yesterday dressed as the Butterfly Hashira. Now, that's a little extreme, but I just didn't feel like changing. I'm like,
no, I don't blame you.
You get what you get today. I just need soap.
I just need soap. That's all I need. Come on, y'all. I'm just here.
My local Wawa, I would go into, like, after photo shoots, I would go in so often in cosplay. They're like, who are you today? I'm like, I'm a vampire from Resident Evil Village. They're like, okay, here's your sandwich, you weirdo.
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, that's so great, though.
That's so my great energy and a whole vibe.
Yes. Yes. This next cosplay I want to try and work on is Princess Tiana.
Yes. But
it's so hard to find the dress because I can't sew. So I'm like, what do I do? Do I just buy something and then just kind of adjust it from there? Because I made a, what's her name? Iridessa from the Tinkerbell series.
Yeah.
The yellow fairy. I have her kind of thing because I made wings too. And I gotta finish them. They're very, like, they're pretty cheap. They're okay wings, but I should use, like, you know, iridescent, what is it called?
Like the film?
Yeah, the film. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not shrink wrap, but you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I'm working on that because I want to do that on my TikTok of posting her, but I gotta freaking work on it. It's just having the time to do it.
Right. That's a mood.
Yes.
A lot of people, they ask me, because I post pretty much on every one of my platforms every day. They're like, how do you do it? I'm like, I don't sleep.
See, I need the sleep, because if I don't, then I'm going to be dead in the morning.
I'm trying to get better. I do drink my water, though, so
yes.
I am very good with that. So
good.
If you're listening, hydrate. And you if drink- you're not, I'm telling your mother and your grandmother.
Go drink water right now. Do it right now. Pause this and go get you some water. We'll be here
not
when
coffee.
You get back. Not coffee, not carbonated water, actual water.
We'll feel so much better.
Yes.
What are some, if you can share, but what do you have, like, some exciting projects or anything coming up? I know NDAs are horrible, so.
They are. I'm sitting on one that's, like, for 2 years.
Ooh, child.
I know. I can't say it. That's the only one
I'm
waiting
cry.
On. I know. I was holding on to. Well, one got released. If you play Cookie Run Kingdom, I voice Caramel Arrow Cookie.
That's cool.
She's really cute. I love her.
Is that on Steam?
No, it's actually a mobile game. It's a gacha game.
Okay.
Kind of like Genshin, except it's cuter. With their cookies. I recorded that, like, in November, I think, of last year. So it finally came out a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, yes, finally, I can talk about this. Oh, man. It's hard. It's so hard because I'm like, I'm so excited. I want to tell people, but I'm like, I can't because I don't want to get fired and lose it. So
I have like 7 I'm sitting on, and I'm
really?
Like, wow, this sucks. You're like, Confetti, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing.
It's like
absolutely nothing.
I can't say anything because, you know, work.
And not being sued.
And not being sued. Yes, that's a bit. That's the one thing that's definitely keeping
me. I like my bank account. I got to feed my cat.
Yeah, like, I got a wedding to pay for. I can't afford to.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, them's expensive. Oh, my gosh.
I can imagine.
I was Googling, I was like, the average wedding in the U.S. is like $20,000. I'm like, excuse me? No, I'm not trying to get married in like No, I'm good. I'm going to take my $5,000 and come over here. And that's what I'm going to do.
You know what I would do? I would just rent out Chuck E. Cheese and be like, y'all work it out. Work it out. Y'all got it.
They can't let you in, though, without a kid, though. That's the thing.
Oh, do cats count?
No, I, you know.
It's the best I got.
I know, I got a dog who's a, wait, Piper, come here. I have a dog who acts like a kid.
Come puppy here. Time.
Come here. I don't know if she'll come over. She likes to stare at the window.
She's like, I've worked so hard today.
I know. Piper, can I get a woo? Oh. Yay! Good job. Yay.
Piper, you're so cool. My cat wanders in. He doesn't pay any bills, but this is his home. So he'll just wander in when he feels like it.
That's usually how it goes.
I named him Prince Zuko and people are like, why did you do that? I'm like, there was a reason why I named him that. You'll in 4 weeks. And he lives up to the name. Okay.
Prince
and he heard
Zuko.
His name. So he's like, are you talking about me? Yes, I
then
am.
I swear cats will be like, excuse me.
This
what'd
is my
you say
house?
About me?
Did oh, you pay my rent? That's the look that he gives me every morning. I'm like, yes. Your yes. lordship, I paid the rent.
I paid your rent. Prince Zuko, that's so cute.
That's my baby, though. I love him. I stand by him.
So
I love
cute.
That sound on TikTok.
Oh. I got to get off TikTok, man. It's too dangerous. I'm like. I'm on there like. My favorite sound so far is, Freddie, you're supposed to be on lockdown. Vanessa!
I did that one when I was buying like way too many skate decks because I have a lot of anime. Like I skate and I have a lot of anime decks. And it was like, Vanessa, you're supposed to stop. Like I did it like stop buying skate decks. And I'm like, but I'm a material girl because Hypeline had came up with the Yu Yu Hakusho line.
Oh my gosh.
And they had
so
skate
cool.
decks. And I'm like, well, of course I'm going to buy them. Like, what do you expect me to do? Let it sit there? It has to come to me.
Yeah, like, what am I supposed to do?
It's Yusuke and Takuro and Kurama and Hiei. Did I get all? Yeah, I got all of them.
Oh, my God.
I need everybody listening to mind your business and leave me alone. I am happy with
She's
my
She's not have
deck.
A problem. Leave them alone.
Listen.
Oh.
So I know, like, I kind of, like, talked about this in the beginning, but because I know we're coming up on time, but for a lot of like black little girls like me out there and like it does matter. Like what advice do you have? Any words of wisdom or inspiration for who wants to get into anime, whether that's in voice acting or just the industry at all?
Don't let anybody tell you that you can't just because of the way you look and sound. Because growing up, I got told that I sounded white. And it was so annoying. I'm like, what does that even mean?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I won't get too ranty.
That's a different podcast.
Yeah, it is. But I was like, this doesn't make any sense. Because, you know, I feel like color doesn't have a sound. Because everybody grew up in different areas, you know? And I don't think that's fair to place these, you know, stereotypes on anybody, no matter what color they are. And for anybody trying to get in here, especially a POC, if you sound different or don't sound what they think you should sound, F that. Just don't listen to that. That's just some crappy BS that people say because they don't want to see you succeed. And yeah. I'd say move that over and work on get you a good support system. It doesn't have to be a lot. Just get you like two or three people that you know will back you up and if you start beating up on yourself or if you start to sink to a dark place, let them know. Because having that good support system will help keep you going and will keep you from spiraling into, you know, dark areas in your life that you don't want to go down on. Because this is a very mentally draining job. You know, imposter syndrome is very prevalent in this. And you don't want to sink into that mindset because if you do, it'll affect your work. So, don't let people keep you from doing what you want to do. And have a good support system, two or three people. And I believe you can do it.
Thank you, especially the imposter syndrome thing. You didn't have to call me out like that. I appreciate it, but I appreciate
I'm sorry.
It.
I was also talking to myself.
No, I was honestly having that conversation in my head while I was editing the video. I was like, it just hits you like out of nowhere. And I was like, I don't know. But honestly, like, I feel very inspired from this conversation. And yeah. Just thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. Because I was like,
No, please. I know you're good. I know. I was like, we're missing another person. No. And so I'm glad I got to do this extra time with you because it's really good. It's nice to have these conversations. And
absolutely.
When people, especially in this crazy world like social media where everything's prevalent, everybody's got opinion, which is fine. They have the right to do that. But it's sad when you hear most of the negative things and you're trying to look for the positive. But when all you see is negative, it's kind of hard to like keep at it.
Yeah, it is. Because those are the things on the social media and the algorithms they pick up on. And I do believe that the same thing, like having that support system, like my mom is that support system. Like I have like two friends who are like those people, like my spider sense is tingling that you're in your head. And I'm like, leave me alone. You're right.
Don't call me out like this.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Danny, thank you so much for this time. I appreciate it.
Of course.
And also, I know Daniel's being a ghost, but thank you so much for arranging this.
Well, it's my pleasure. No problem at all. I was so glad Danny was available.
Yeah, me too. I was like, yeah, I'll come back. It was great. It was good conversations all around.
Thanks. Now I'm going to call my mom again and be like, I spoke to Danny Davis!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.